So we're just reading right through in the Gospel of Luke, all of the nativity narratives, both for Jesus and for John the Baptist. This situation that Mary finds herself in, a betrothed but unwed girl, who will be found to be with child before she is married. Situation of an angel and a proclamation of great joy and the declaration that the child will be the Messiah, the Son of God. And yet the situation that she finds herself is difficult, to say the least. And I think it's very important that we acknowledge the truth of that moment and the difficulty of it, lest we just imagine that Mary's yes was easy, simple. Impose upon ourselves, well, why can't we just offer our yes? If I was only more like Mother Mary, life would be better for me. The reality is that there is much that is wrong, earthly wrong, the way things are planned wrong of this situation for her. Her yes is a yes of faith into the presence of God in this moment. Because I'm telling you, the angel's explanation, do you think you could have understood that as a 13, 14-year-old, 15-year-old? How can this be? Oh, well, the angel, and you're like, oh, well, makes perfect sense then. Okay, I'm in. Her yes is not, it's not grounded into an intellectual assent to what has been declared. I don't believe that Mother Mary fully understood what she will be asked to do. That her life will be intimately connected with the Messiah for the rest of her life. She will be the mother of many because of what her son will do. I don't think we can even fathom responsibility-wise the challenges all that she will face. And I think we do her a disservice if we imagine that in this moment somehow she grasped it all intellectually and was able to say yes. In this moment, God is present. Present by the presence of his messenger, the angel Gabriel, soon to be present, and the Holy Spirit overshadowing her to conceive Jesus in her womb. She gives her assent, her yes, and it is one of faith, of acting, and it is a free choosing of her part to the good that the angel has proclaimed to her. Sometimes we would imagine, well, it would be absurd for her to say no. You know? But my brothers and sisters, we say no to a lot of good things in our life. Often. So, a yes, an engagement of her freedom to say yes to this present moment, to what has been proclaimed to her in all of that is still yet to be understood, in all that is yet to be offered. The characteristics of this situation, the qualities of it, it matters not. God is here. And she gives her yes. This is super important because it verifies and confirms her dignity and the freedom that she possesses. And it gives to us a great example, my brothers and sisters. In every moment of your life and in every situation, you possess a freedom. Freedom to reject this moment or to accept this moment. To accept this moment is not an acceptance of all of the brokenness, like, oh, I'm just going to close my eyes to the brokenness that's around me and so I will accept it. No, it's to see it for what it is in perfect clarity and yet to know that in this moment, if I am here and it is the way it is, then God is here with me in this moment. And so my acceptance of the moment, my engagement in my freedom in this moment, this enacting of my will, is so vitally important. Because then it means that from that moment, all of my action then comes from this place of love with God. Too often in our life, we look at the present moment, we see all of its brokenness, all of its missing stuff, and we don't accept it as it is, but rather we get stirred up to act upon the present moment, to change it, to make it acceptable. But this is a denial of the very presence of God in that. Unacceptability. And we will be operating in our action from absolutely the wrong motivation to do an act in that moment. Actions may look identical. I'm going to clean this room. This room is a mess. You're going to clean the room. You're going to clean the room no matter if you're angry at the room, or you're going to clean the room because you accepted the room and you're going to act upon it. In many ways, the actions look identical, yet the heart and the motivation underneath it is radically different. It's absurd to imagine that Mary would say yes because she should say yes. But to know that she is radically free in her freedom to say yes to this moment. And my brothers and sisters, you are too. In every moment of your life, and in every situation, you too are free to give your yes. And it is an affirmation that in every moment, God is there with you. You have everything you need. And from that place, then we act. May we take Mary's example and give our yes in faith, knowing the presence of God with us. Amen.